Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to our brand new AirPlus podcast, Corporate Payment Insider. I'm Josefine Nachtsheim. I work as a communication manager at AirPlus International. And in this podcast, I will talk to different AirPlus experts about topics from the world of corporate payment. So if you're working in procurement, in accounting, in the finance department, or if you're a travel manager, we would like to give you some practical advice on how to optimize payment processes in your organization. In this first episode, we'll focus on smaller purchases made by employees that can easily turn into wild expenses or even maverick buying. And of course, we'll also discuss how you can get this problem under control. My guest today is Stefan Welde. He's Director Product Management at AirPlus, and I'm really happy that he's here today. Welcome, Stefan, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Hello, Josefine. Thanks, first of all, for your time and for this kind invite.
So, Stefan, digital payment is on the rise, and the COVID-19 pandemic seems to have boosted this development even further. In fact, I read that digital payments in the consumer world have increased by 24% last year. Normally, this would have taken 3 years. Not only for consumers, but also for businesses, digitizing and centralizing payments is becoming more and more important. What exactly is the reason for this, and what does the pandemic have to do with it?
Just by the fact that contactless has been pushed due to the corona crisis, meanwhile, you are able to pay with your mobile in every case and in every shop. That's pretty much driven by the private space and the consumer behavior. But when we look into the corporate world, it's a bit different. Here, due to the corona crisis, people are forced to work from home, right, which we experienced as well. And so this at least gives a challenge to the people working from home. Just if I look at myself, I have a printer at home, which isn't or hasn't been purchased and paid by the company. It's my private one. And I urgently need some ink for this. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, I had to look for how do I get ink, which isn't supported by the catalog or the procurement system of our company. And I paid this ink online. And then all of a sudden, I got confronted as to how I would like to pay. And here, at least you have two choices. Either you pay by yourself, meaning out of your private pocket, mm-hmm. or you use some form of a corporate payment function available. The question from the corporates are, to what degree can I support first the employee and, of course, gain transparency on the spend which has been made. So it's definitely a subject which has to be tackled by the corporates as it is standard to some degree. Anyhow, as there are maverick buying or ad hoc purchases are going on as well, not solely caused by corona, but corona made this more transparent and visible that there is a challenge.
Yeah. Speaking about maverick buying with these small ad hoc purchases, I mean, let's be honest, is it really that big of a deal considering the huge amounts of money that organizations spend?
20% of spend in this category, when we talk about indirect spend, at least has to be captured by 80% of all administrative costs within the finance department or procurement department.
Wow.
Which by itself is really an issue, because these kind of administrative costs are somewhere hidden and are not that transparent due to processes are not really followed up in terms of how expensive is a process, etc. And there is definitely a need to mm-hmm. change this.
But I mean, as an employee, I'm still in a difficult situation because I need to buy something immediately, whether it's a headset for remote working or a license for a translation software that I need to use. I want to stick to the rules, but it's impossible to wait for several weeks to purchase these items. So what do I do? Or what do companies do in this case?
In former times and still state of the art, there might be some kind of advance payment, right? Or the employee is paying by himself, as I said. But my recommendation in this regard is the usage of a credit card, of a commercial card. And usually these commercial cards or credit cards can be equipped either with corporate liability or corporate pay, which means at least it's the corporate who's liable and finally pays without any engagement by the employee. Namely, he doesn't have to reclaim the money he spent by himself or privately. It's more that the company is paying indirect, direct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we look into this commercial card space, there are two kinds of cards available. One are this kind of physical plastic called corporate card, which usually everyone has in its pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But partially people don't have this kind of corporate card available, yeah, because they aren't a business traveler or frequent traveler, and for that reason there is no need. For that reason, there is an alternative, which I think is a very good alternative, and is called virtual credit card, which can be used for these kind of purchases. The virtual card comes in a shape that it has exactly the same number of digits as a corporate card. Secondly, it holds a CVC, a card verification code, as a kind of security means. And furthermore, the provider of these kind of virtual card solutions offer this online, which enables companies to offer this kind of payment to their employees, meaning via a portal, etc. Of course, this needs some administration in the back, but I really believe that a virtual card by itself, as it can be used in online stores and can be generated via online means, is the best choice here.
And why exactly is it the best choice?
From a corporate perspective, you would like to have a certain control over the spend.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you would like to give as much flexibility and freedom to the employee in terms of how he wants to use this card. At the same time, you would like to add some restrictions or limitations to this card. And here, there is a possibility that you can limit up to a certain amount, or you can define the supplier or the merchant at least, or a specific merchant category code the card can be used. And this means it gives a certain control for this kind of payment to the corporate, at the same time the highest degree of freedom to the employee possible. Our AirPlus virtual card, we have two kinds to offer. One is a single-use card, which is used usually for one-time use, so meaning only for one transaction. And we offer in parallel a multi-use or multiple-use card, which can be used several times with the same merchant up to a certain budget available and set for this virtual card. When it comes to acceptance, because this always matters.
Yeah.
I think it's key that companies should look for which kind of scheme is behind.
Mm-hmm.
Usually Visa and MasterCard, if we look on a global scale, offer the broadest acceptance online or in shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that perspective, as acceptance here is key when it comes to ad hoc purchases, I think this scheme should be at least Visa or MasterCard.
And what about process efficiency of these virtual cards?
On one hand side, of course, it's easy to use from a corporate perspective and, of course, from an employee's perspective. But I see another advantage in regards to process efficiency. It's a subject that all the transactions which have been performed by an employee got transparent, and we offer here different forms of e-billing file formats, which can be either used within Excel as an example, right, or can be directly integrated into any kind of financial accounting system. Meaning, if this kind of information is available and we in addition offer some descriptive information like cost center or like project number, etc., this, at least from a corporate perspective, allows that spend has been identified, it's transparent, and it's already existing in the system. Meaning at almost all times, you have the current status of what has been spent in regards to Maverick buying.
Thank you for the information. I think transparency is a topic where I have several more questions, but we will tackle that in the next episode. I think this is a good point now to end this first episode. So thank you, Stefan, very much. And I'm looking forward to speak to you soon again in episode 2.
Thank you very much, Josefine. Goodbye.
Dear listeners, thank you also for tuning in. I hope this was helpful and I look forward to welcoming you back in episode 2. Bye-bye.